Blog Talk Radio. Storybox Audio.
Good evening and welcome to the Sunday Show Week in Review with tonight. David Williams is with us and Wayne Johnson and our good friend, Professor, the progressive professor, Ronald Feynman. And I had no idea, but apparently we've just been treated to a little, you know, merry-go-round ride by the president from Walter Reed around the block and back to the hospital. Is that it, Ron?
Yes, it was just happened a few minutes ago where he left the hospital. They thought he maybe was going back to the White House. He was in a Secret Service car waving to people, crowds that had gathered outside the hospital, and then he went back to the hospital, and a video of him before he actually left said he was going to do it, and they showed it on CNN. This beyond belief.
Why would anybody do that? I mean, what is
he's a narcissist.
Yeah, he's trying to generate himself as a hero.
I got this covered.
You know. I guess.
Yeah,
so.
Look at me. I conquered COVID.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I also heard that he got a cortisone, particular type of steroid that's usually reserved for those about to go on incubation.
Well, I have a friend that, I just sent it out. It was, he had DEXA. An antibody therapy with O2, and he would have died if he hadn't had access to that health care, and they did that to him when he went there on Friday.
Yeah.
So,
but he's still
not
out of the woods yet by any means.
No. He is not cured. He still has it. He's still, you know, they're going to stay on top of him. They're going to be pumping oxygen to him and stuff, make sure that he's getting the oxygen blood level to keep all the organs functioning and stuff. But that's because he's got really great health care. My question is how many of the working class Americans, those that lost their job, which then lost their health care, how many of the 200,000+ that have died who didn't have access to that aspect and might have been in the same condition as him?
Yeah, but what gets me also is the doctors are not telling the whole story, and they're even saying he might go home tomorrow. I guess he won't, but maybe he will. But that's insane. I mean, home to the White House.
Yeah, I doubt he's going
back
home.
Doctors are a joke. They really are. They should be disgraced.
This is nothing but a political stunt to keep himself in the news cycle, upright because he's running for president. I mean, I can't.
I'm pretty sure he caught COVID. I don't think there's any doubt on that.
That's true. They've released a couple of videos onto Twitter from him, and he's sitting at a table talking, actually without a jacket on, which is unusual for him, but sitting there talking, and you can tell how lousy they chopped the video when he began to cough, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess they gave him oxygen a couple of times before he even made it to Walter Reed.
Yeah, they had to. If his breathing was in dire labor, he was suffering. Basically, he was suffocating because his lungs weren't getting the oxygen. And even if they send him back, the stunt of sending him back to the White House to fear that, see, this COVID's not a big thing, I'm going back home. No, he's going to be having intensive care, whole apparatus set up there in the White House. To keep feeding him oxygen, to keep doing the treatments of trying to knock him down. And, you know, he'll come out like, you know, the whack-a-mole and, you know, to try to show himself, but he's going to go back there. He is not cured. He is not healthy.
They ain't huge crowds out there waiting for him either that are supporting him. I mean, you know, it's a few hundred people scattered along the drive there in Bethesda.
Yeah,
that's not huge. I mean, he's just playing to the cameras. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, he's crazy.
Even though he can, you know, do the block around and possibly even if he makes it back to the White House, that's a far stretch from being able to campaign. So
I don't know. With him, he might go out and want to be rallies. You never know. He's crazy enough, and people who come to those rallies are crazier than him.
Yeah, I mean, but you can't deny the body. I mean, you could be stupid, your mind.
Right.
But
right.
the body is going to say,
right.
we ain't going nowhere.
And he is definitely not up for any kind of debate next week or the week after.
Well, he's a disaster. That was such a disaster.
We
insult
know
to the whole idea
we
of debates.
Knew it was going to be. We knew what he was going to do. He was going to go this bully, you know, overbearing thing. It's his only defense. It's his own hubris, and that bulliness is the only thing he has.
I'll tell you what, if I catch COVID, I sure would want to have 13 doctors in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I hear there's over $1 million just in flying to Walter Reed.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, nobody's
come
got
on.
That
when
kind
you take
of money.
Marine
you know,
law,
like,
yeah.
That's the upsetting thing is that, you know, here he downplayed it and he's not wearing a mask, but we wind up having to, you know, pay the bill.
Exactly right. This is a self-inflicted tax abuse, really. You know, the big jetliner is Air Force One, but the helicopter that takes him from, like, the White House to Andrews Air Force Base or to Walter Reed and stuff, that's Marine, like in the Navy Marines One,
yeah.
Marine One.
Wow.
Plus, people that go with him, plus the guy that carries the football?
Absolutely right. Exactly right. Yeah, yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah,
and the Secret Service. Look, my, you know, the Secret Service also are in Marine One, that have to fly with him too.
This is bad.
Huh.
Really, I mean, this is awfully bad. And then the QAnon Corps has come up with a new target, apparently. Something that he said in his tweet about Melania is being construed as to go get her, Hillary Clinton. It's very convoluted, but this is what is spreading out,
you know,
from.
There's always 10% of the population of any country that's just off the rocker, I think. I mean,
yeah.
It used to be the John Birch Society, and there's always been the fringe.
Right.
You know, left on right, but you can't do anything about those people. I mean, you know.
It's crazy. It's
the only
crazy.
Thing bad about it is the internet magnifies their craziness. So,
So
the internet magnifies their craziness. You know, before they would send out mailers and, you know, it's like the seventh sign or the seven seals or whatever, you know, on your
right,
windshield.
Right.
But now,
right.
you know, they get on the internet and they're reaching a million people. And distribution is the only thing that's changed.
Yeah, it's pretty out there.
Well, the ones that really get me are these that are following the instructions from Q. I'm doing air quotes here. It's like... the idiot stuff that these people have signed on to and believed and are propagating and, you know, almost worshiping, you know, the words from Q. Well, there is no Q, you know?
Oh, it's just sickening. It really is, yeah.
It's that plus the editing of the coughs from the recent videos and the ones he's sending out today. And then there's the incredible incompetency of the White House messaging and what's going on in the White House right now, all of the calamitous non-communication between different offices and such, and the lack of tracing between Ohio and Bedminster. There's been none, no attempt at it or anything. And that's like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. How can they do that?
I'd be surprised if this didn't put the fear in a few Republican senators, though. Yeah.
Well, one good thing is that a few senators, unfortunately, of course, have the COVID-19, and that's going to apparently delay the Supreme Court nominee hearings, which is good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but let's not rest on our laurels on that one. Because Mitch McConnell railroaded that through, you know, like a ruptured duck.
You know,
yeah.
I like everybody's opinion on a subject, you know, how, you know, news of Trump catching COVID, and then you have the people that say, well, I don't wish him well. I mean, don't wish him harm, and, you know, prayers to his family and all that stuff. You know, this is the same guy that downplayed this whole thing and probably is the indirect cause of about 50,000 lives.
Yes.
So, yeah, more than that. Yeah.
How about two-thirds of the lives? Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I have no empathy at all for the guy.
I have empathy, but I don't wish him dead. You know, I just want him out of office.
Right. You know, he's have empathy, and he's way beyond that. So, you know, he's subhuman in my mind.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree with you.
The one that gets me, the one that really strikes to my heart, is when they separated their small children from
yes.
their parents who were trying to legally escape the hounds of hell that they were dealing with back in their country to ask for legal political asylum. And what they got here was separated them, put them in cages. You know, 3-year-old kid was representing himself in court on what his status was going to be. There was, you know, lawyer there. Didn't speak the language. And basically they left like up the kids. I don't care. Thoughts and prayers. We don't want anything for the president. But those movements right there are going to be where he's going to have to answer to when his days are done. I'll just word it like that.
And the same with Stephen Miller for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody.
Him especially.
Anybody who has any affiliation with that. And all the way down to the agents at the border who followed the orders. I was just following orders.
The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, yep.
Right, right. They will be guilty of that, too. They have to answer for those atrocities to humanity. Maybe not in this world, but in another.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Well, what's coming up this week is the Kamala Harris Kamala.
I never do pronounce it.
Children call her Mamala.
That's what she calls herself. But
I know it's funny, and I love her laugh. She's very funny when she laughs. You know.
Well, it will be striking to see what comes of that kind of a debate, because basically, this is the only woman in the game right now. And if you just ask me,
right.
You know what I think?
I think we have a pretty good guess, Gwen. So. And the thing is what comes to my mind is Pence has such a phobia about being around women, and especially if she's an assertive woman, that he may melt into a puddle because he cannot handle that. He'll always be like an abused puppy up that if he pisses her off and she gets on him. This is the woman who made Kavanaugh cry when he was looking to be for the Supreme Court.
What's that?
David, you've got it right. Yeah, she's going to scare him right out of the closet.
He's going to walk all over him. She's a prosecuting type, and I think he's not going to be doing very well. I'll be very shocked if he does well.
Well, the Trump thing where he interrupts every word, so you know you wonder what his strategy is going to be.
Yeah, he doesn't have that kind of timidity. He really doesn't. Hobbit Lefay has joined us from Maine, and I opened her microphone.
Very good. Hello, Hobbit.
Hi,
hello.
Hobbit.
Hello.
I was actually just getting on to the phone because I only have a few minutes.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. Please, of course, a few minutes. As far as I'm concerned, you can have my time. Say what's on your mind.
Let's say it this way. Your few minutes is worth more than an hour of Trump.
Well, and okay. I did not get my text, so I just looked over, and I need to, pay more attention to my telephone when I'm here. Sorry about that.
Yes, you do. No worries. No worries. What's on?
Sorry
the
about that.
Just trying to figure out what's going on because we can't trust any of the information.
No. Especially
I was just watching the video that Trump posted, I guess, last night on Twitter. He did a little 4-minute thing. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, no. Tell us about it.
He just was outside, and his Secret Service car and went back to the hospital, but he posted a video, yes. Just happened.
No, she's talking about last night.
Oh,
tell
okay.
us about last night. Tell
well,
about
and then
last
he
night.
Posted one about an hour ago, too, and I guess he drove out, and, you know, they drove him out to the edge of the the medical complex, so you know, to wave at people.
He left Walter Reed just do a photo op.
And it would just be nice if it's frustrating that there's nobody knows what to believe. And
no.
They're not being honest.
I know what
and direct
not to believe.
About what's going
Does
on.
That count?
So what do you believe?
I said I know what not to believe. Does that count?
Well,
you need do you need further explanation for what he just said? I don't think so.
No, I think I covered it.
You don't want to be, you know, you want to avoid foul language, right, Wayne?
That's right. I am
well,
an old sailor
we're
and
just
I can
as,
slip.
So we are just as convoluted here this Sunday on the show as they are on the media right now. Nobody knows what's going on. Everything is falling down on its ass and getting back up after a minute and trying to do it over again. Apparently, that's what the President of the United States is doing. He's falling down on his ass, getting up again and trying to do it over. And there are a handful of people in this country that will really cheer that on. Another group of people who just say, okay, he can do it. And then there are those who are not going to have anything to do with it, are not putting up with it. And a lot of people that are probably waking up right now going, what the F?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, by the way, I voted already. I mailed my ballot Monday, and it got there Tuesday, and I checked and it was received. I saw on Wednesday, so it was received on Tuesday. So I
Very
did my duty.
Very good. I'm going to be voting early here in Annapolis. There's a like a YMCA that opens up where you can go down and vote before Election Day, but, you know, you're actually going to be casting a vote. Maybe extended.
There's a lot of ways, especially for seniors right now who can go online
exactly right.
with their phone or with their pad or with their computer, and they can call for a mail-in ballot, and they can get it all done mainly on the computer. It's not difficult. The more that we encourage people who have been lackadaisical about getting out to vote and such. But I would remind everybody that in 2018, there was a freaking blue tsunami that went through the voting. And I don't see as it's not going to be anything but the same this time. A lot of people are getting out there and voting. People are already standing in lines in certain cities in Florida. And I don't think they're Trumpers.
No, you're right.
Well, in Florida, most of the people who have been voting so far are Democrats, at least by their party affiliation.
Right, they have. And well, apparently the majority of states that went for Trump the last time are the slide of support for him is tremendous. He is
yes,
not
it is.
And anywhere near the same support. And it's falling off for people, you know. I personally think that McConnell will be able to secure his seat because he cheats like a son of a bitch, like a Republican. And he'll hold that seat if even if he has his men go in and stuff ballot boxes or something. However, in South Carolina, it's looking very much like a moment for the Democratic candidate who just showed Lindsey Graham Saturday night up big time. Graham didn't know how to counterpunch with
you're right.
And this fellow's wife apparently demanded that they put plexiglass all around him during the debate because, you know, guy's probably got COVID. He's been hanging out with you know who.
Right.
And that's realistic. Absolutely stunning about this is that, you know, we're watching via media or whatever. And there's another thing that is happening right now. The fucking complacency.
Makes you feel better, though, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's a kind of therapy you just can't describe unless you describe it. But the complacency about COVID right now is incredible. In this state, I mean,
yes.
my sister was out for work on Saturday, and she's done nothing but remark about how people are not wearing masks and how lousy it's gotten out there and how people are laissez-faire about it. And
well, our governor doesn't want to deal with this, you know, Florida Governor DeSantis. He's a disgrace.
Well,
he was as bad as Trump on the citizens he's supposed to be representing.
In the past 3 days in this state, in my state, Florida, we have had about, it's like 7,800 some odd cases put in the last 3 days, in the last 72. 8,000 cases, my gosh. But we're not alone. There are several and many different places right now going on. I mean, many different states. The numbers are climbing, and we're looking at a very strange holiday season.
Yeah,
we
right.
really are. And this is the bright time, especially in places I've lived like New England and upstate. Jesus. Upstate anywhere where the fall colors are turning and people are.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
a favorite time of year for this country.
Absolutely.
And this is what's going on. This is what is happening. And the insanity of putting children in school. I can't, you know, I can't talk no more, man.
And our governor here says that it was a mistake to close the schools in Florida in March. They should always be open. Can you believe this?
Yeah, I do. That's a problem.
Well, the insanity of it is that, I mean, you know, David's call dropped, but I know that David has not let his son go back to school. Does he look
mm-hmm.
insane? I mean, there are most of the people I know, long time, who still have kids, they're going to high school or even shorter school there, you know, down to grade school. They are not letting their children go into school. Except I have one friend in Massachusetts, and her son is going in a couple of days a week. But there's only so many people in the class and all of that. That's the way they've got it. It's socially distant. It's, you know, only so many children, whatever. I just don't see how they're doing it, honestly. But it's like, how insane can you get children? I mean, especially the little
yeah.
itty bitties. And down here in Florida, yeah. they've got KinderCare open. KinderCare.
Yeah.
And they're saying, and there's been all of these school closings across the country because parents, poor parents, they've got kids they know are infected, but they have to send them to school so they can keep a roof over their head to go to work. It's insane. It's insane. We're in deep shit now, guys. I mean, I don't know.
One of the concerns I have is I have the twin 3.5-year-old boys that are in preschool.
Yeah.
And now it's a private preschool, and they've checked everybody. It's a small handful of class, but they've been also to give my daughter some sanity because they've been locked up, you know, since March.
Yeah.
But they test them, you know, like to make sure that they're not running a fever, and they look at them, and you know that they haven't been exposed or you know things like that. They're trying to take precautions, but you know if one of them gets it. And, you know, granddad gives them a hug and kiss hello or goodbye.
Yeah, good.
It could be my death sentence. Could be my death sentence, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's forced evolution, guys, and maybe that's what's going to come down to. I have no idea. But that we are not, the complacency is incredible, whereas most of the world is taking stringent, very strict precautions, and governments are subsidizing their citizenry. We're looking at the loss of a culture here. Yeah,
very good point.
No great shakes, though. I mean, it's just, you know, the fall of Rome. It's incredible. It's just incredible.
Well, it was the Black Plague that basically wiped out the Roman Legion troops.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the sciences, the knowledge, you know, Rome had some of the most best concrete formulas, because that's what, like, the dome of the Parthenon, Pantheon, right, was a solid poured concrete mixture dome.
Yeah.
Well, when the Black Plague came through, the Dark Ages, that was all lost. Concrete wasn't reformulated until the 1850s.
Yeah, but, you know, on the other side of that, what came out of and 200 million died throughout Europe with that on the last wave that became Black Death.
Mm-hmm.
And
remember,
for a few years there, it was creeping through. And basically, you got your paid worker. You know, there's a lot of evolution that's going on right now. And I have to think, in my best mind, that this is going to lead to innovations and evolution in society that's going to work on a higher level of order that takes into consideration just exactly what we're losing right now, how it can be the death knell of
mm-hmm.
not just society, but industry and civilization. Because, damn. And that's walking out on the plank pretty far, I suppose, if you take a look around and see what's here and say, all bullshit. Okay. And I guess every Republican is. I don't know. I don't see it as all bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I see it basically as we're being, you know, given the option here to grow up or get lost, you know?
Right. Well, that's a very good point, because the statistics were, and let me go throw these out here. If there's a 5% drop in the gross domestic product, GDP, that's considered a recession. The Great Depression of the 30s saw a 15% drop in the gross domestic product.
Right.
Today we have 33, which is twice that of the Great Depression, drop in a gross domestic product. 4 million. Statistics. 4 million people who have lost their jobs in this downturn will not have a job no longer forever. It
oh
is
my
gone.
God.
Well, you know, then there's other ideas about how to put jobs back on their feet. And that
well,
would
be.
Well,
it's going to have to be a re-education.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you
it's
know,
going
like
to be
said,
dramatic.
I work in both mechanical and electrical engineering, designing and upgrading for the electrical infrastructure grid. I have been working from my condo here in Annapolis, doing work for basically the Mid-Atlantic region electrical infrastructure grid with different companies. But you know, the software teams, social, you know, it is great. It's a Microsoft product. But this is where the future is going to be. In other words, that's sitting in me driving a half hour to go sit in the office to do the same work that I'm basically sitting here in my condo doing. You know, why rent the space?
Well, most
you know, why does the company rent the space, supply heat for it, and everything like that? It's going to it's going to save companies to have people work from their home that are able to.
Well, most of the industrialized world is coming to the same conclusion in the last year. I mean, all over the planet.
Well, absolutely. It's not just this country.
You know,
this is a global evolution of the next industrial revolution. Let's call it like that. It's going to be the third industrial revolution.
You still have all of the same troubles underfoot that we did before people decided, you know, oh, well, we can do this at home and perhaps, you know, unless they start turning off industry like they did during the first lockdown, the major lockdown, our atmosphere is continuing to deplete. The whole system is caterwauling, you know, into oblivion here. People are dying. Nobody's paying attention in this country, which is a huge. India's got it pretty bad too. It's hard to lock down a lots of people. It's anybody's guess what's next, except that the president gets up and takes a merry-go-round ride around the hospital and goes back in. I mean, it's insane.
Yes, it's very much insane. Things have got to change. In other words, not only, you know, this country has basically got to thumb their nose and kick out the influence money of the hydrocarbon industry, coal, oil, that kind of an aspect, and switch over to true green energy. And it works. When I was out in Columbus, Ohio, American Electrical Power, which is the 800-pound gorilla when it comes to transmission line aspects, 20% of the electricity in the state of Ohio when I was out there was supplied by, like, windmills and photovoltaic solar panels. It's real.
Well,
it's functioning.
Well, Ron, how are the school systems? I mean, you're a teacher here locally.
Florida Atlantic University, where I teach, I'm going to be still remote in the spring, but 50% of the classes are going to be in face-to-face, they've decided. So I don't think that's too small, but I'm not going to be involved in it. But supposedly they want 50% face-to-face is what the plan is right now for January and after. As far as the public schools, they're open, but it's not clear yet, only about a week, whether in Palm Beach County, whether they're going to work out or not. But Broward, I think, is still not open, and it's still fighting the governor on that. There's a real turmoil down here.
Well, there has been a spike in high school or school-age children contracting the COVID-19 virus because of the communal exposure that they're getting in the classroom.
Yes, and I read about a white college kid in North Carolina, 19 years old, used to run 6 miles a day, perfect shape. He got sick and died within a couple of days of COVID. And a black kid who was on a football team at another college, was always healthy, died recently. So we have people, college-age kids or even younger, dying, and they're not like they have any kind of problems that anybody knew of.
Right. These are healthy, athletic, strong bulls that are succumbing to this virus.
Well, it really is. It is a fright to think what is it? What is the DNA chemistry that is susceptible, and what is the DNA chemistry that is recoverable through all of this? Because basically, it's attacking people in different parts of their bodies, in different systems. You know, from the heart to the pulmonary to the,
kidneys.
Yeah. Nervous systems. Now the brain. Apparently the brain is affected too.
Yes,
that scares the shit out of me. Guys, you know, I'm already a pop gun.
Yes, right. Me too. Well, the thing is, and it depends upon the evolved strain of this COVID-19 that you get. You know, someone gets it and says, it was a cold, right? It was a micro flu. That's all it is, right? Somebody else
cold
gets it, right? And it's more, you know, bigger and better in the latest evolution of the resistance of everything. That's the one that's going to knock you out. You know, you're done. Check out within 3 to 4 days. You're done. Depends on what strain of this COVID-19 you're getting.
And a lot of people are bugging out. I mean, I've had a couple of friends, our good friend over at PNN, Rick Spivak, he sold the house, and he's living up in the mountains of Tennessee now. You know, I mean, people are changing their whole lives. I'm nervous here being in this urban area to a certain degree. But, you know, on lockdown, we're pretty safe. Still, I mean, folks who are in the country are doing, I think, have a much better, you know, you're going to think that anyways, because it's just seeing what's going on and that schools are closing down, not just here in Florida, West Palm Beach. How many high schools closed last week, got closed down because of the outbreaks?
I don't know exactly, but there's been a lot of problems, and a lot of teachers are refusing to come in because it's unsafe. You know, it's a crazy situation, but the governor is for everything being open, you know.
Yeah, well, the unions are saying, you know, F you can't do this. There's a lot of trouble that is brewing besides just worrying about an election of who's going to sit in the Oval. There is a lot of trouble brewing, and it's not just streetwide, street side. It is in a lot of institutions. When you have the union of teachers across the country that are starting to get really upset and really fighting back, you know, hamlet by hamlet, county by county, state by state.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing, too, that became very clear in the last 2 weeks. You can get it again.
Yes.
You know, you
what
think
there'd be what was that last one, Gwen?
You can get this again.
Oh, yes, right. That's, as a matter of fact, there's many cases where someone had it in the March, April time frame and then got it again today, you know, in this kind of a time period here.
Kind of hard to think, isn't it, that we won't all come close to it or whatever, mm-hmm. because it is really saturating. And other countries that locked down, like New Zealand and a few of the mm-hmm. European countries and stuff, you know, UK is having the same kind of trouble we are keeping people in. There's a whole huge contingency in Britain who are anti-COVID,
right.
you know?
Right.
Thousands
right.
who are like, hey, this is bullshit. It's a conspiracy. I don't know where they could be getting that. But they've reinfected a lot of the communities there because you do go from hamlet to hamlet in England, you know? The M3, the M4, all these highways that connect all these, you know, fairly large towns with all these little villages surrounding them, like Bath in the summer country, and then you have all those little villages around it going out to Land's End. They're all infected. Where they had a handle on it before, now they're all getting cases. That's it, nobody likes saying infected. They like saying getting cases. So, you know, that's how it comes up in the news. Oh, well, we have more cases here. More cases.
Yeah.
That's ludicrous. More cases. No, we don't have more cases. We're actually being infected.
Right.
How does
the
doctor describe it?
And the thing is, the other thing I want to kind of bring up here, because it's one of those things that does hit home to me. I will always consider Columbus to be my second home. You know, it was a great town. The town itself is, but you get outside of Columbus, like Dublin, Hilliard, Lancaster, you're in what is a very clan-like mentality. They had a big car parade supporting Trump, but following mingled within that Trump parade and following up afterwards were the Proud Boys. And Dublin, which is on the northwest side, Dublin, I'll call it Dublin / Hilliard, which is northwest Columbus suburb. One of them, you know, actually in that parade took a shot at somebody. The cops have not said if anybody was injured in the cops that they shot at, but then they drove through New Albany. New Albany is a very new town. It's modern. It's actually one of Les Wexner's projects.
Ohio has always been one of those places that if you have any sanity, you really don't want to go there. Or if you're even the least little bit, you know, evolved in your thinking. You know, I've known that all my life about Ohio for some reason.
Well, what I'm saying is the influence out there with the Proud Boys, you know, they're shooting and killing people. New Albany was Les Wexner. You would know him as Victoria's Secrets and the Bed Bath & Beyond. That's where AEP moved their engineering offices in the New Albany area. And it has really gotten reactionary with some that are actually taking violent steps because they know that Trump is losing grip across the country. Maybe not in Ohio.
There are intrepid people out there. I mean, have you guys heard about what's going on Twitter today? The Proud Boys, when the Proud Boys tweet, they have their hashtag, Proud Boys, you know?
Yes, I have heard it. Go ahead, continue. This is a good story.
So basically, the LGBT community has taken issue with them, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it was George Takaki or who it was, but suggested that gay couples, gay meaning men, gay couples take a picture, you know, kissing, and tag it Proud Boys and tweet.
That was hilarious, yeah.
And they have totally slammed the Proud Boys with their
With this, well, good for them. Bravo. Well thought out.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, that's the way you do it, man. Just throw it right back in their face.
It is. It absolutely is.
Right.
Yeah, that's
the best
defense
on that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're saying enough is enough, and they're using an ironic sense of humor to basically combat what's going on. So, Ron, what are you hearing, the biggest thing in your circles that is coming up right now? The whole situation. How are your contemporaries reacting to all of this?
Well, I think the people who are Trump supporters who are only, self-centered, and I won't mention a name, but it's somebody you both know. I'm not going to mention names, but he goes about his business.
No.
He goes to the gyms all the time, and he goes to buffets all the time, and he certainly goes to bars all the time. And he claims his science knowledge is better than anybody's because he went to college in science 35 years ago. And it's just ridiculous, you know. But this is the same person who also has no issue with those kids being caged at the border. And that's
right. That's
why I am not on his show anymore. I'm on that station, but on a show with Glenn Coble on Wednesdays, A Progressive Life. And we have a grand time, Glenn Coble and I. And I'm so happy I'm on that show, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm finding that my contemporaries are like, they take it seriously. They understand what's going on. But, you know, it comes a point where you have to make motion in the ocean. And so, like, I have a dear friend whose son has to go to school 2 days a week. Another whose children are going to school 2 days a week. And then, you know, the rest is online at home. It's very difficult for parents, even that way. Kids are not want to, you know, complete their tasks and do their job as far as school goes, you know, online or not. You have to stand on top of them.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to mention, I just see now on online that there's this Dr. James Phillips who talks about the incident with with the president being in the SUV to wave outside the hospital, and he writes the following: "That presidential SUV is not only bulletproof but hermetically sealed against chemical attack. The risk of COVID-19
right.
transmission inside is as high as it gets outside of medical procedures. This irresponsibility is astounding. My thoughts are with the Secret Service forced to play. Every single person in the vehicle during that completely unnecessary presidential drive-by just now has to be quarantined for 14 days. They might get sick. They may die for political theater commanded by Trump to put their lives at risk for theater. This is insanity." What a statement.
Right. Exactly right.
Wow.
And that's my feelings with my friend, my neighbor.
Boy, you got to worry about him now.
No, he wasn't in that car, but like I said.
No, but I'm saying
he probably
is in danger at other times, you know. Hopefully not.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. You know, the domino effect, right?
Unbelievable.
He is being exposed to this asshole's ignorance and hubris.
Yeah, basically it's mass murder going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one of the positive things that could be happening here is the, Schumer can demand of righteously so right now of McConnell to establish protocols of safety for the Senate. And in doing that, it would take time to put that in. Plus the fact everything else is we're losing Republican senators. They're being quarantined
right.
and left here. So,
I think they should have another big rally with the rest of them.
Yeah, I see now online Chris Christie's being called out for seeking COVID treatment after cavalier remarks months ago that we have to go back to everything being normal. But now he's in the hospital because of this.
Exactly.
Yeah, he went in yesterday.
And you talk about somebody who is unhealthy.
Yes.
Chris Christie is. I'll stop there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's no good dancing on the graves of those who are still walking around.
See online, I don't know if it's true, there's a major battle going on behind the scenes between Mike Pence and Jared Kushner. Kushner wants Pence to go about his business traveling and campaigning, and Pence thinks he should be at the White House for safety and to just be nearby. They say Jared, if they go to Trump, Trump will side with Jared over Pence. Can you believe that?
Yeah, yeah, but that's not according to Hoyle. That the Pence can't leave D.C. right now. It's against the Constitution. He may not leave D.C. while the president is in the hospital.
Well, he could be in the – no, he doesn't have to stay under the law in D.C. He has to stay in the country. So suppose he's going to go to this debate in Utah on Wednesday, and he's campaigning,
right.
I heard, out there earlier this week. The plan is anyway. It's not required he stays in D.C., but he has to stay in the nation.
Oh.
There you go. That makes sense.
I was wrong.
I don't know where you heard that, but no, he doesn't have to stay in D.C. But apparently Pence is afraid to do anything, and Jared's like running the show now, it seems. Such an evil person, he and his wife.
Jesus, the level of incompetence. And it doesn't get
evil,
any
evil. Evil, you know?
Any of these Republican
it's
bastards. These old Republican bastards who know better, and it's not getting to them what's going on. I mean, jeez, it's insanity. It's all insanity right now. It's just.
And we're the victims, all of us, even if we're not sick, you know, because we all have to have our lives damaged because of the stupidity of our government.
Well, I refuse to be the victim. I'm basically. I am basically voting and opening my mouth, and I'm no victim. I've been fighting against, standing up for all my life. I don't feel like I'm a victim here. I feel like I'm doing my best to push it to the other side. The victimhood is how you lose. That's
yes.
the law. It's not the oh poor me just doesn't work. And you can certainly say that they have attempted to victimize the majority of the American population with their gluttony for power, certainly. But I don't look at my fellow Americans as victims. I really don't. I think you make a choice. You always make a choice, you know?
Yeah.
But the Trump
yeah.
followers are making themselves victims because they're following him, you know?
Well, that's their choice. It's just that right now, the smartest thing I think any of us can do is not become complacent about protocols to keep ourselves safe. And for certain members of the community, the only way to travel right now safely is by rubber or boat, rubber or water.
Mm-hmm.
If you get into anything with recycled air and everybody's saying, oh, well, you know, they've got filters and everything. You going to tell me that the American president's plane has not been outfitted with the latest technology as far as filtering air for COVID and everything, and look at all of them. Got off that damn recycled airplane and came down with COVID.
It's not so
much
COVID as it is chemical, biological, and nuclear warfare, radiation. Yes, that's correct. It has the best filtration. And, of course, filtering those aspects out also will include COVID, the virus.
It isn't working. That's my point. It isn't working. If you get on a plane and you're tin can with a whole bunch of people breathing, and I don't care, I don't think the mask thing works. They get off the plane, they're all friggin' infected. You can't tell me.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Air Force One, not regular commercial airlines.
Hey, all of them. They got off Air Force One with whole picks. How do you think that worked out? I think that people picked it up in the recycled air of Air Force One the same way.
I was talking about external air coming into the plane. No, that is a closed loop system within the plane. Yes, it is right. It is spread within. That aspect. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
I mean, I don't care what they say about filtration systems on recycle. It doesn't matter. The air is going right by you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Colds were kind of running rampant for those who, like myself, who traveled for business as a regional sales manager, right? You know, you had to be very conscientious about, you know, the fact that you were flying and you know, disease is spreading within the airplane from someone who was infected.
Yeah, and immune systems go into that. I mean, there's immune systems that can rebuff a lot of that with real healthy people and such.
Mm-hmm.
But this
mm-hmm.
is not about an immune system. This is about a fucking plague. And that's what they don't get. It's plague. You know, this is a virus that we are unable to stop at this point. So if
right.
you get on, and that goes for trains. Trains do the same thing.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
The only way to really travel anymore is... Well, I suppose you could hobo.
Yeah.
Hobo the trains. But the only way to travel safely right now is if you've got a vehicle. And then, state by state, there are different laws as to quarantining or whatnot. You can drive through.
That's the other thing, too. If they aren't standardized,
And that's all messed up. From state
to
state.
I mean, we saw those kind of issues with sexually transmitted diseases. You know, one state had this criteria, this and that. Maryland, you didn't need to take a blood test. Every other state around them, you had to take a blood test, make sure nobody had syphilis or something like that to get your marriage license.
Yeah.
Maryland didn't. A lot of people, Dolly of the Dolls, right? They just came to Maryland. Got married, got their license, got married, and went back to New York. I mean, you know, it's kind of Maryland was legendary for that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so, yeah.
the complacency with COVID right now is getting really in. It worries anybody with sanity. It's going to worry. You know, what is going to happen in the next few weeks?
Well, that's right. These next few weeks are going to be, well, it is going to change the direction this country is going in. And if people don't realize that and make the change for a better, then it'll be swirling the vortex of the toilet is where we'll be going.
Well, it's like Ron just told us they're deciding to put classes back in session on campus and here in person, and you know, that's wild.
Yes, it's absolutely wrong. You know, I've got a niece and her husband, both of them were English majors. They're teaching in the classroom, but it's via Skype. But they do want them at the school, their schoolroom.
That's what they have in Florida here too. Mostly, they want you may not have the kids everywhere, but you got to be this teacher has to be in the school building, which I don't think is right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
you could do Skype from home.
Exactly. Well, hey, look.
Yeah.
I'm redesigning the electrical infrastructure grid, and that's what I'm doing, is Skyping from home. You know, I'm talking with engineers and, you know, their designs, and, you know, I point out, you know, when I see can be faux pas and catch mistakes and things like that, and then I talk to the engineer in real time to run that past them, and they were both looking at the blueprints together. You know, this is really working, and it could really work in the teaching profession.
You're right.
Well, the problem is, you know, they do have a scenario here, is, you know, there on the Eastern Shore, there was a large demographics of poor black, who did not even have a telephone. If the school had to get a hold of the parents of the child in school, they would have maybe a telephone number for the aunt who lives down the road, and then that aunt would drive down to the parent's house and tell them, you know, what was
right
and stuff like that.
Yeah, that wasn't just black families. I can remember small towns when I was a kid in upstate New York going this way to school. That was true up there for anybody. But, gentlemen, we are at the end of the show.
Oh, Mary. Well,
oh, geez, why? Why are you doing this to us?
I hope the listeners were enlightened and informed. Tell your friends. You know, we are passing on very, very good information here. That,
yeah, we got a group of charismatic people.
Listen. Yes, yeah, we do.
We have a good crew of well-educated,
well-informed people. Tell your friends about us. Download us. Share it. And you know, bottom line is, we're in this together, and we've got to save our country, and that's the bottom line.
You're right.
Sure.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Wayne, for being with me tonight. I also want to thank Hobbit when she stepped in, and David too. Both of them had, I think, kids outside today, and that's why that's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so glad for them. and we send our best to our buddy in recovery right now, Jack Jodell, up in Minneapolis. And we will be back next Sunday. You can find Ronald Fineman on Facebook under Ronald Fineman or the Progressive Professor.
And History News Network under my name, yes. Thank you.
And you can find Wayne Johnson on Facebook also.
Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. I would tell anybody listening, and I'll close up here and I'll be real fast, this new Supreme Court justice that they're trying to put in, read the article called The Full Quiver Project. Quiver as with the leather pouch you put your arrows in.
Right. Okay, we're done. We are getting to the second. I just wanted to say, oh gosh, he got me. and he dropped. Okay. What do you call it? We will be back if it's Sunday. We will be here with the Sunday show next week. Ron, thank you for joining me. And Wayne, thank you. And David and the Hobbit, we will be here at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the Sunday show with a week in review. Good night, and please stay safe and stay well. Good night, Ron.
Good night, everyone.